Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
It's about set to start our second match of the night as it's about the triangular and Big 7 League action. Samantha took the opening match of the night in two sets over Riverside, and it will now be Perry LeCompson who will have their first match of the season as they will take on the Cyclones. Here at Samantha, I am Johnny Kane, joined by Brandon Tatman back at the studios. It is Captain Kurt, Teresa, we have Logan Bitterman here for a little while helping us out on the Samantha channel. We've got that live at MSCSports.net. Just make sure you go over to the Listen Live tab and select Samantha channel. You can watch all of the action here tonight along with our radio broadcast as well. It's all free, live, worldwide, MSESports.net. So Riverside had their first match of the season a little bit earlier and lost to Samantha. Perry LeCompton playing their first match of the year after going 20-18 a year ago. So a decent season for the Cause, but they bring back quite a bit. You look at this team for Perry LeCompton, several seniors up and down the roster, eight seniors on this roster. You got to look at the likes of Caitlin Hurd. She's going to be one of the names you'll hear a lot. Campbell Keller, Brooke Metcalf, a junior. I mean, there's going to be a lot of familiar faces on this Perry LeCompton volleyball team here in 2021. It should be a fun one here tonight. And Brandon, we saw a pretty good match, our first match of the night, back and forth throughout. Neither team really dominated. And we expect that pretty much the same here all night long.
Yeah, it's an interesting spot for Riverside, and it's interesting with these triangulars. For example, Sabetha, they play their first match, now they get to sit and wait, and then come back and play their second match after this one right here. You look at the side of Perry LeCompton. They got to sit the first match, get a glimpse of Riverside and both teams really that they're going to see, and, you know, that's a little strategy there. You can kind of game plan, so it just kind of depends how it's set up, and that can really determine how you kind of look at each match, knowing more, knowing less maybe about your opponents. Obviously, being with inside the league, of course, everyone's going to have familiarity with everybody, but it's interesting how it sets up. And you look at Riverside, they certainly had their opportunities to force a third match, third set against Sabetha. Unforced errors. Really a big key in that one in a game of runs, and Sabetha ultimately took it down the stretch with some key plays. But let's see if Riverside can bounce back and we get a look at the Cause for their first match of the season.
So with that, we are set to go. Again, we're on FM 103.9 KNZ8 and the Sabetha channel. Riverside continues to don the black tops with baby blue numerals trimmed in white. And the black bottoms, while Perry LeCompton will have their royal blue tops with white numerals trimmed in black and black bottoms. So with that, we're set to go. Riverside will have the opening serve of this match. They will be on the near side. Perry LeCompton on the far side as we view the court. JV going on to our right. And with that, we are underway here in our second match of the night. Perry LeCompton with a first kill attempt, but Abby O'Grady is there for Riverside. Now here's Weiser. She'll try to pop it over, but Perry LeCompton sends it right back. Now Weiser again. Gonzalez now has it hit the top of the goal, and she's nothing she could do about that. It hit the bottom of the basketball goal and just fell straight down. So it's 1-0 Riverside.
One thing I have noticed, when you have the likes of the basketball goal, you got the net up top, that certainly plays a factor, and these girls have to adjust when the ball gets up in that area.
Gonzalez pops it across. Riverside in control. Here's Hayes. We'll send it over for Riverside. Gonzalez set up at the net. Hit down by Allison Baker, the senior. But it's hit into the net, and it will be a point for Riverside. Take that back. That was actually a point for Perry LeCompton. So Perry will tie it up at one. And across by Abby O'Grady. Perry LeCompton now with possession. Then across by Caitlin Herb, but she taps it out of play. And so Riverside will take the point and lead 2-1. Taylor Damey, Allison Baker out there.
along with Caitlin Hurd. Manali there for Perry. And it's Jamie who controls it for Perry LeCompton. Now Riverside. Ewing to Weiser. She'll tap it across. It's blocked down by Hurd. Be missed hit by Studer. It's saved across by Weiser. Perry LeCompton now possession set up for Hurd. She hammers it off the block of Weiser. Saved by Ewing. O'Grady now will pop one over, and it's going to hit the Riverside bench. And that'll be a point for Perry LeCompton. Campbell Keller out there as well for Perry LeCompton. Right now it'll be Allison Baker who will serve from the far side of the near side, tied at two. Baker has it dug out by Weiser. Set up past the net for Masters work. Now Perry with it. Here's a kill attempt for Campbell Keller, and it is in and down for a point for Perry LeCompton. 3-2 the cause lead in set number one. And we play the best of three. Weiser again. Miss hits it off the ceiling, and it's going to fall down for a point for Perry. Once again, you see the Raptors coming into play. That one gets lofted real high in the air, misdirects after hitting down on the Raptors, and then miscommunication on the backside for Riverside, falling for the Perry LeCompton point. Baker again serves. Ewing digs it out. Studer to Ewing, and again, another miscommunication between Weiser and Ewing. And I think right before that, Ewing had went up to Weiser and told her to stay up towards the net because the last couple times she kind of drifted back. And so Weiser did exactly what Ewing wanted, but Ewing wasn't quite ready for it. So 5-2, four consecutive points for Perry. Set up at the net for Hurd, and she hammers it down. No shot. Yikes. Caitlin Hurd, an absolute thunder. And it's now five consecutive points for Perry, and they lead 6-2.
Hurd, one of the seven seniors on this roster. You saw the cause warming up, and boy, they got power on that front line, and it's been displayed here early.
Weiser pops it up for Riverside. Now Studer to Ewing from the back line. She'll hit it long. 7-2 was the lead for Perry LeCompton. They rattled off six straight points. Elsa Baker, the senior, continues to serve for Perry. Standing right-handed serve. Ewing digs it out on the back line. Masters Wharton saves it. Now O'Grady will just have to send a free ball across. Set up after that and actually punched across by Ella Besler. And it's going to be another point for Perry LeCompton. They just continue to roll along. It was tied at two, but they have scored seven consecutive points. And now lead 8-2, and Riverside will take the timeout. We will take the break with them. It's all Perry LeCompton here in set number one. 8-2, the cause lead on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Home, Perry LeCompton early on in their second match of the night. First set, Perry leading 8-2. Riverside just took the timeout. And Allison Baker, who is serving for Perry and for Riverside, it's just been a lot of miscommunication. So here's Baker to serve from the far side in the royal blue uniforms. Baker with sleeves on both arms, serves it across. There's Wharton, digs it up. Ewing, out of O'Grady. She's got to send a free ball across. Besler sets it up for Hurd, and she punches it off. Weiser's blocking down. Tell you what, Hurd really winds up, and when she connects, it is tough to handle. That's now eight straight points for the call. 9-2 lead for Perry. This opening set of our second match of the night. Asher's Wharton handles the serve from Baker. Now she'll just have to send the ball across. Perry's there. Now Besler sends one over. Free ball set up for Hayes. Off the block. Saved by Perry. Besler now sends the ball across. O'Grady's there.
Suter to Weiser. She just steps it over. Lesler now. Here's a kill attempt by Campbell Keller. Still saved. Riverside sends it over. And now it's missed in, and Riverside will pick the point. What hustle by the Cyclones. And they finally end the run and make it 9-3.
You want to talk about a much-needed point for Riverside, and they had to dig for that one. And probably the longest rally we've seen between the two. And, again, much-needed by Riverside.
Ball off the ceiling, again off the ceiling, and finally somehow sent over by Perry LeCompton. Set up at the net, tapped over. There's Hurd to block it back on the side of Riverside. Now Ewing sends it across, a free ball for the Cause, and now going under the net is Bessler, and so that'll be a point for Riverside.
And Riverside,
nice score.
Yeah, you'll take them however you can get them at this point regardless, but you saw the dominance in that run that Perry LeCompton had, but you know, if you're Riverside, you'll take the points when you can get them, and you can certainly inch your way back into this first set.
The referee's going to come over and make sure that the Cause are in the right spot. And everything appears to be okay. So, it'll be Zoe Haynes who will serve for Riverside. This is the back left corner. Fesler puts it up at the net for Hurd. Hits it off the block of Weiser. Now it's going to be missed hit and go into the stand. And another kill for Caitlin Hurd makes it 10-4, Perry LeCompton.
You mentioned the Cause were 20-18 a year ago.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, they certainly look a little bit better than maybe a 500 club. The size and the athleticism up front, and when they get that set right, boy, Riverside has had a tough time handling those kill shots because of that pace.
Ewing handles a serve. Now O'Grady has to pop a free ball over. Set up at the net for Hurd. No shot. And she hits it out. She thought she hit it off a tip of Ewing. And Ewing says, nope, didn't touch it. So that makes it a 10-5 score. Or did they call it a touch? I think they did call it a touch. So, yeah, it was a kill for Hurd.
Yeah, hard to tell from the angle that we got. Originally, it looked like Riverside was going to get the point. And it looks like they do give it to Perry LeCompton.
I was going to say, yeah. And now Riverside's wondering what the heck's going on. Ewing says, I didn't touch it. But it is going to be an 11-4 lead for Perry. And now they're trying to figure out the substitution situation. O'Grady came in for Weiser. And Coach Geeting of Riverside has her jaw to the floor. She's just completely confused. And now she just kind of has a chuckle, and they finally got it all figured out. So here we go. Grady digs it out on the back line, sets it up for Ewing in the far front left corner. Dug out by Perry LeCompton. Here's a tip by her. Nobody there. Saved in. Still saved. And O'Grady sends it across. No, she cannot get it to go. So that'll be four hits for Riverside, and Perry LeCompton will lead 12-4. Great hustle, though, by both sides here so far in this match.
Yeah, Riverside almost pulled that point off, but again, you mentioned the four hit there, but a couple of those prior to that, they were well saved, but again, just couldn't quite get it back over to keep that rally alive.
Here's Brooke Metcalf serving for Perry LeCompton. Sets it up for Weiser, hits it off the block, and it's blocked down by Hurd. Hurd has just been everywhere so far for Perry LeCompton. Talked earlier about this team that's not looking like a 500 club, and that just speaks to how good the Big 7 League is. In fact, we talked about Sabatha going 41-1 a year ago. All tapped across. Perry LeCompton with it. Set up and a kill is down by Campbell Keller. No shot. I tell you what, Perry LeCompton has three players that when they wind up, you have zero opportunity unless you catch it perfect.
Picture perfect location, and you have seen.
Actually, I think they called that out. Yeah, it's going
to
be a showing
13-5. I mean, we had a pretty good look at that one, Johnny, and for me, that one looked pretty good.
So 13-5, Riverside serves. Here's a chance for Hurd again. This time she hits it into the net, and that'll be four hits. So back-to-back points for Riverside makes it 13-6. Perry LeCompton leads.
Here, Riverside, just try to stay alive and do everything you can to slowly creep back. Still plenty of time in the first set.
And now we're going to have a stoppage. Is like, again, the referee's going to come over and say Perry LeCompton was not in the right spaces. And so that'll be another free point to Riverside. Now, you can kind of teach me a little bit. Is that something you see a lot at this level?
All the volleyball I've done, I have not seen that called very often, but I've seen it called twice already tonight. There's a miss serve by Riverside, so that'll make it a 14-7 lead for the Cause. That's just not something you see called all that often, but I've seen it called twice already here tonight. Here's Gonzalez to serve for Perry LeCompton. O'Grady will pop it over, but hit it long. 15-7 is the lead for Perry. The Cause continue to roll along in this opening set. Gonzalez, another good serve. O'Grady handles it on the back line. Now Studer. Masters Wharton, a free ball for now for Perry. Set up at the net, off the block from Jamie. Now Riverside still with it. Ewing hits it to the block, popped up. And now Perry sends it over, but it's going to be four hits. The key to that point there for Riverside was Morgan Miller, the 6'1 senior, keeping that play alive, blocking that kill shot at the net, and then able to get it back over, and then ultimately the four hit for Perry LeCompton, getting Riverside the point. Now here's Mia Thacker of Riverside, a 5'2 senior. They'll serve from the right side of the floor. Set up past the net. It's actually going to go over, and then as it touched, did it get touched? No, it did not. Riverside will get the point. 15-9. Short serve dug out by Jamie. Now set up, and Jamie hammers it home. 16-9. Perry LeCompton leads.
Yeah, when it's bang, 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 you get the set. Then the setup, then the spike. That's been the killer so far for Perry LeCompton.
Here's Miller. She'll send it across. Gamble Keller's there. Now a misplay and is somehow saved over by Taylor Damey. There's Miller again. A free ball across. Gonzalez set up. Popped down by Taylor Damey. Are they going to say she was underneath the net? Damey was underneath the net. So that's going to make it 16-10. It'll be Ewing now who will serve for Riverside. Floating serve over. Campbell Keller handles it. Now there's a kill attempt by Kendall Geary, a sophomore for Perry. They're right back. The call's now in possession. Here's a back set. Jamie pops one over. Now Hayes just has to send a ball across. Set up at the net, and it's going to be down by Taylor Damey. Damey has been all of a sudden lighting things up. It's about her third kill in the last five or so points. It makes it 17-10, Perry LeCompton. Set up at the net by Riverside. Here's Hayes, a kill attempt over the block, but right there is Damey, and she'll pop one down, but it's going to be a point for Perry LeCompton, as I think Riverside player was underneath the net. 18-10. Set up for Hayes for Riverside. Gonzalez is there. Missed hit initially. Now it's set across by Damey. Set up after that for Miller. She'll just have to try to tap it over. Damey now tries to kill one down, but hit it way too far and off to the left side, so it'll be 18-11. So 18-11, we're in set number one of our second match of the night. Our third match will be Savetha and Perry. Here's Abby O'Grady to come in. She's libero for Riverside. She'll do the serving duties. Right-handed serve. I got Bob Gonzalez on the back line, but first, I don't think the referee was ready quite yet. So we'll stop play and have a reserve. Now we're ready, and there's another serve by O'Grady, and it's missed hit, and it'll be an ace. 18-12, Riverside trying to creep back in this set. They
trailed 9-2, 13-4. Here's a back set to Daney. Hits it off the block and out of play, and that'll be a kill again for Taylor Daney. Now Daney will drop back. She'll serve as Caitlin Hurd comes back into the match for Perry LeCompton. Also for the first time, seeing Emma Nally, a junior, in there for the cause. Here's Weiser at the net. Pops the ball over. Daney's there to save it. Set up. Here's a kill attempt in town for Allison Baker. And just like that, it's a 20-12 lead for the Cause.
Well, you see the Cause here in this first set. They're just a step ahead right now in their setups and their kills. It's just a pace faster than Riverside.
And now Sarah's going to go out. A good job by O'Grady to let it roll long. 20-13 is the lead for Perry. And it will be Studer who is going to drop back to serve. Studer to serve. Daney right-handed serve is going to go long. Great job by Daney to let that go. That ball was coming right at her head, and she just dipped out of the way and let it go long. So now Perry 4 points away from taking set number one. 21-13 our score, and it will be Baker who will serve. Floating serve to the back line. Studer sets it up for Weiser at the net. She tries to tap it over, but Hurd is just too big, too strong, and too tall. She'll tap it over and in. And it's now 22-13. Just the size of Perry LeCompton, too, is what's so noticeable to me. Baker, another good serve. Studer just going to have to send a free ball across. Baker, Deffler, sets it up for Nally, and she punches it home just in front of Studer, and it's now 23-13.
Well, and you just see it. They just move in unison from the front line to the back line. Wherever the ball's going, they seem to kind of shift as a team, and they just know exactly where to be at the right time.
Here's Baker again to serve. Hits it off the top of the net, and it falls down. That is just when you know the luck is on your side.
Absolutely.
That ball hit right in the center of the top of the net. It somehow trickled over and went down. So now set point for Perry LeCompton. This is their biggest lead of the set, up to 11. 24-13, Baker to serve. Hits it off the side of her hand, and it is in. That is going to be in. That's an ace. And that is going to end set number one. So 25-13 is the final. Perry LeCompton takes the first set. We are going to take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get you set for set number two with Perry up by one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and the Sabetha Channel at MSCSports.net.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president, and before there was an NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now. for peace of mind later.
When Barry's granddad started Ireland Custom Exhaust in the 1950s, the business was built around quality service, reasonable prices, and honesty. Barry Ireland took over in 1990, and today those same values exist. As son Cody Ireland says,
if it's not broke, we don't need to fix it.
Next time you need service, brake, exhaust work, or other repairs, trust Ireland Custom Exhaust, located just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Because we'll treat you like granddad did, quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty at Ireland Custom Exhaust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Barry LeCompton back out on the court. They are ready to go after a dominant set one victory, 25-13 over Riverside. Alongside Brandon Chapman, I am Johnny Kane. Brandon, really that first set was just the size, and you saw in unison Perry working together and pretty dominant in that first set.
Yeah, it's just tough for Riverside right now because when we go back to that first matchup against Sabetha, second set, trying to get it to a third, they had an early lead and then just mistake after mistake, and then Sabetha able to kind of close it out, then they have to come back and go up against right now a Perry LeCompton team that just looks on a different level in terms of their teamwork, the way they're moving, the way they're finishing with their kills. Now for Riverside, it's just, hey, we're set two, start at zeros, let's kind of get back into this thing, take it one volley at a time.
I tell you, Perry doesn't look like a team that's playing their first match of the year.
No, not at all. They look fresh and sharp. Let's see if they can carry that over here to set number two.
So, we are ready to go. Perry LeCompton will be on the near side in their royal blue tops. Riverside on the far side in their black uniforms with baby blue numerals trimmed in white. And referees check both coaches, check the scores table, and are ready to go here in set two. Sabetha took the first match of the night against Riverside, 2-0. Perry LeCompton looking to do the same over Riverside and then would set up a important third match coming up tonight. But with that, second set of this match underway. Taylor Damey serves for Perry LeCompton. Set up at the net for Miller. Blocked by Hurd. Riverside still with it. Set up for Suter. She'll pop a high floater over. Bessler sets it up at the net. This is Allison Baker who hits it long. Riverside will take the opening point. Well, that here's Ewing. Dug out by Damey. She hits the deck. Set up now to Hurd, who pops the ball over. O'Grady's there for Riverside. Now a miscommunication between Miller. And I believe that was Mia Thacker. Yeah, that'll be a miscommunication as the ball falls. It's 1-1. So now here's Baker to serve. She went on that long run for Perry LeCompton in the first set, where she had 9 consecutive serves. There's a block by Hurd. Way too tall. No shot. For the much shorter Thacker, and the 2-1 lead for Perry. There's Baker again to serve. A running right-handed serve. Dug on the back line by O'Grady. Set up. Miller pops it over, and it goes out of play. 3-1 the lead for Perry. They rattled off 3 straight. Again, Baker serve on a run here for the call. Another running right-handed jump serve. It's going to go long. The left serve will make it 3-2. Riverside will have it. And here's Abby O'Grady back in to serve as the libero for Riverside. Also, Taylor Wise are going to come back into the front line for Megan O'Grady. Abby O'Grady ready to go. Sits to the back line. Damey pops it up. Now it's going to be sent across by Baker. It hits the wire and somehow falls down. But I think they're going to call it a point for Riverside because it fell on the side of Perry. So 3-3 our score. And across by Damey. And somehow down. She got it just over the top of Weiser. And Abby O'Grady didn't have enough time to come up and get it. So 4-3 Perry.
Well, when you're Riverside, those are the points you don't want to be giving to Perry LeCompton when they're on hit number three and all they're doing is just trying to get it back over to you. Got to be in the right place at the right time to keep that volley alive.
Now there's Brooke Metcalf. Serves it to the back line. Ewing's there, now popped up and sent across by Suter, but she hits it way too far. Look at this Perry LeCompton bunch too, Brandon. This is like they're just having so much fun playing together. They're smiling, cheering, jumping up and down. There's a serve into the net by Metcalf. That'll make it 5-4 in favor of Perry LeCompton. And Perry took the first set 25-13. Here's now Studer. She'll serve for Riverside. Back line to Damey. Hurd puts it up at the net. A really good set to Campbell Keller, who pops it over the top of Weiser. Now Riverside Pace sends it all over. Metcalf sends it to the back corner and somehow puts it in. Boy, that's a great spot by Metcalf. Nobody home. And to have the wherewithal to not only see it and put the placement in so quickly, a great play by Metcalf.
Yeah, just can't do anything about it when it's placed that close to the line, but in. They've had a few of those here in this first and second set.
Set up at the net for Weiser. Taps it around. Popped up by Baker. Now a kill attempt by Keller. Saved by Ewing. Sent across by Suter. Perry with it. Metcalf sets it up at the net. Tapped across to the left hand and down by Taylor Damey. And he gets it a 7-4 advantage for Perry.
And what makes it so good for Perry LeCompton is we talked about the power, but we've seen a few points off the net up front. So a good mix of both.
Gonzalez with a serve. Here sets it up for Weiser. It's going to be blocked down by Damey. She has been so good all match long. So Gonzalez again will drop back to serve. She's one of the seniors for the cost here this year. Serve is going to go long. 8-5, the cause lead in set number two. So he's Zoe Hayes, the serve for Riverside. Brings it to the near corner. Popped up by Keller. Now set up for Campbell. She'll go through the block and off of O'Grady and up against the wall and out of play. Kill for Campbell Keller. The senior will make it a 9-5 lead for the cause, and now she'll drop back to serve. Keller, a standing right-handed overhand serve. Dug out by Hayes. Now O'Grady to Ewing. He'll send a free ball across. Gonzalez to Metcalf to the net. Here's Baker off the block. Saved in for Riverside. Suter sets it up for Ewing. She'll pop it over, but Gonzalez is there. Metcalf to the net to Baker. She'll send it through the block and down the back left corner. 10-5. Perry LeCompton takes the point and a 5-point advantage.
When it looked like Riverside had a chance for a point, Gary kept it alive for the cause. And then, again, once you're setting it up to the far side, easy point.
Here's Studer to Weiser with a right hand. She hits it in. Kind of an awkward motion by Weiser, but somehow she was able to find this near back corner. Makes it a 10-6 advantage for Perry LeCompton. This is Megan O'Grady. He will come in to serve. Right-handed serve popped up by Damey. Now here's Keller, blocked by Miller. Metcalf, straight up at the net. Hit in. It's still alive for Riverside. Astros work, another across to Perry LeCompton at the net for Damey, and she punches it home. Damey has just been so good for Perry LeCompton tonight. The Cogs lead 11-6. Matches their biggest lead so far of this set. It's up to 5. In for the cause and serving is Ella Besler, junior. Calls now with it. Besler sets it up in the net for Damey. She missed time to jump and hits it out. You can tell that Damey just was all set to mess up on her timing. That caused her to hit it out to the left side. 11-7 is the lead for the cause. Riverside will have the serve. And it will be Mia Thacker, the 5'2 senior, that will serve. Floating serve handled by Baker. Now set up for Baker. Again, she mistimes her jump, but she does get it across. Now Riverside has a player fall down
a Thacker came running in and fell to her knees. Had no chance to try to recover, so it's 12-7 for Perry. All here is Taylor Damian to serve. In the middle of the floor, standing overhand, right-handed serve, down on the back line. Set up at the net. Popped across by Suter. Damian dives to save it. Set up for her, and she punches it into the net. 12-8 is our score now. Here's the Compton, the four-point advantage. Riverside with the serve. Ewing from the far side brings it across. Damian missed. Hits it. The ball nearly looked like it almost jammed a finger. That makes it a 12-9 score. And all of a sudden, Riverside has something going in these last few points. And when it seems like the Cause are kind of taking a step in front, they've given a couple of points back here to Riverside. And Hurt says, never mind, I'll take it right back. Yay, Caitlin Hurt punches one home to the right hand and makes it a 13-9 advantage for Perry LeCompton. So now here's Allison Baker. She will serve for the Cause. Right-handed serve saved by Hayes. Now she'll try to go through the block. Saved. Popped up and sent across by Baker. A great save by Pessler. Now it's blocked down by Hurd. And actually, did Hurd go across the net? She did. And so it'll be 13-10. Riverside gets the point. Abby O'Grady comes back in to serve. Abby O'Grady ready to go. We'll bring it across the floating serve. Damian handles this one. Popped up by Bezler and then sent across. And down. Riverside just was not expecting that hit from Emma Nally. She just quickly bumped it over. And got it down for a point to make it a 14-10 advantage. I don't know about you, but what you see with Perry LeCompton is that misdirection. When they get that second hit, they're looking one way and then floating it back the other, causing Riverside to kind of shift to the wrong side when that kill shot's going down, and it's caused the Cause to get a few extra points just off that misdirection and that strategy.
I don't know if he knows it too, but Perry LeCompton has not done the same thing twice in a row.
They have.
It has not just been a straight bump set kill attempt.
They've floated balls over. They've done everything. They're constantly switching things up, which makes it hard. There is a ball sent over that's into the net, and Perry LeCompton will steal another point.
You can tell they have a game plan, and they are executing it nearly to perfection. I mean, Riverside only down 5. It's closer than how it's played out. And a lot of that's due to some errors by the Cause, you know, giving Riverside some points here and there. But certainly, both teams still alive in this one.
Perry leads 15-10. Riverside with it. Weiser hits it across. Hurd to Bezler, a back set. And it's just popped over by Kendall Gary. And now set down, and Riverside again mishits it. And it's 16-10. Three consecutive points for the Cause.
Another thing the Cause have done really well is those kill shots. They're getting it close to the back line where it's just so tough to judge whether it's going to be in or out. So, you know, having to decide on a quick second whether you need to keep it alive or let it go, and that certainly led the Cause to some points.
With that, Riverside's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 16-10. Perry LeCompton leads this set in the match. 1-0. We'll be back with the final portions of set number 2 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
John McManigle offers HVAC and handyman service around the Holton area. Call John at 969-6400. McManigle's climate-controlled storage is also available and insect-free. For HVAC service and other small jobs, to inside storage, call John McManigle in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our score out of the timeout. Perry LeCompton lead over Riverside. It'll be Brooke Metcalf who will serve for the Cause. The back line, O'Grady digs it out. Set up for Studers, and she sends it short into the net. Four consecutive points for Perry, and it's 17-10.
Yeah, certainly crunch time here if you're Riverside out of that timeout. You want to keep this thing alive. You got to slowly build back in. You're down a touchdown.
And there's another missed hit, and Perry LeCompton will lead 18 to 10. This is their biggest lead of this set by far. There's a good serve by Metcalf, handled by Ewing. Set up for Weiser, bumps it across to Damien. Metcalf at the net as it go off the top of the ceiling, and then it's going to be hit and tipped by Weiser after Hurd tried to punch it home, and it falls down for another point for Perry. Six consecutive points for the Cavs. They're closing in on a match victory. Suter handles the serve from Metcalf. Now Suter has to send a free ball over. Damien sets it up to Besser at the net. Now here's a tip by Campbell Keller, but she hits it left and long. And so it'll be a point for Riverside to end the run at 6 and make it 19-11. This is Studer for the Cyclones to serve. Get it to the back line. Campbell pops it up to Bessler. Here's a hill tip by her, and it's down. Tell you what, when Hurd has had a clean look, she has not missed here tonight. Gonzalez now going to come back in for Perry LeCompton. She'll serve with the Cavs leading 20-11.
The Cavs just seem a step ahead. The athleticism just a step ahead. And they're putting on a showcase here.
The ball is going to be into the net. And it'll be another point for Perry. So the Cavs now 4 points away from taking the match. Here's a serve from Gonzalez to the back line. Ewing. Al Studer. The Masters working, and the Cavs have it now. Set up at the net for Campbell Keller, and she punches it home on the far side. Tell you what. Keller, Hurd, and Damien have all been so good tonight on that front line.
Next level.
And Riverside going to take another timeout. 22-11. Perry LeCompton closing in on a match victory. Can they close it out when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network?
We have new and exciting changes coming to the Farmers State Bank.
That's Leslie Smith, Farmers State Bank Vice President.
In September, we will be upgrading our online banking and our mobile banking, upgrading our electronic statements, along with a few other changes. What will not be changing is our great customer service. And as time gets closer, you can visit our website at fsbks.bank for more details.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 22-11. Perry LeCompton 3 points away from taking the match over Riverside. Gonzalez serves to the back line of Riverside. The players run into each other. Now ball sent across, and Baker and Gonzalez have a miscommunication, and the ball falls down. That'll make it 22-12 in favor of Riverside. 9 of the last 11 points have gone to Perry LeCompton, and now Hayes serves it into the net. And that makes it 23-12. Campbell Keller now running right-handed jump serve for Perry LeCompton. Suter a back set. Masters Wharton sends it across. Metcalf set up at the net for Allison Baker. She hits it off of O'Grady and off the wall, and that'll be a kill and a match point coming up for Perry LeCompton. The Cavs took set number one, 25-13. Here's Keller with a serve on match point number one. Ewing, Studer, popped across. Gonzalez saves it. Now Campbell Keller, sent over by Baker. Here's O'Grady for Riverside. Studer to Ewing, a free ball across for Perry. Gonzalez, Metcalf, set down and killed by Taylor Damien, and that's the match. So in two dominating sets, Perry LeCompton picks up win number one here of the 2021 season. 25-13, 25-12 the final. Perry LeCompton wins it over Riverside. We're going to take a post-game timeout. We'll come back. We'll summarize and get set for the third and final match of the night on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
On the line. In sports, you hear the phrase all the time. For the Mammoth Sports Construction Team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are what it means to be on the line. Mammoth Sports Construction is on a mission to provide home field advantage to schools and communities. Mammoth Sports Construction can help you design, budget, fundraise, and build the facility of your dreams. Take the next step and get on the line by visiting mammothbuilt.com. That's mammothbuilt.com.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinen Repair. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension for a faster, smoother ride, extended mower life, and more consistent cut. Great financing options available, including 0% with approved credit. See Heinen for details. And get up to a $500 mail-in cut-above rebate for military, first responder, and healthcare workers. Save big at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store at HeinenRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back again. The final of match number two. Perry LeCompton wins it in two sets, 25-13 and 25-12. Alongside Brandon Chapman, Johnny came back with you. Brandon, really, that was just all Perry from the start. Yeah, you just see it. It was a step in front for Perry LeCompton. The athleticism, just the strategy, the game plan. You had mentioned earlier in the broadcast how it just seemed like nothing was ever the same, whether it was a certain setup, a kill shot, a serve. I mean, everything was different. On a rotation, the front line was so good, and you could see the size and athleticism for Perry LeCompton. Of course, we get Perry LeCompton one more time against host here, Sabetha, coming up momentarily, which I would think would be a very good match as both these teams now with wins over Riverside. But, yeah, it was absolutely a clinic for Perry LeCompton. I think if you're Riverside, what you take away, you know, there were stretches in that second set against Perry LeCompton where you were able to kind of keep it close at times. And that's the thing you got to take away if you're Riverside. You know, you just want to take the positives out of tonight, move on, and the long season as we're just getting going here week one.
So, again, Perry LeCompton wins. They have their first victory of the year and their first match of the year. They will now take on Sabetha, who picked up a victory over Riverside earlier tonight. So, final score once again. Perry LeCompton wins it over Riverside, 25-13 and 25-12. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll get you set for our third and final match of the night between Perry LeCompton and Sabetha. We come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network and the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net.